The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
We don't want to waste any time to get to our next guest, Nouriel Roubini, co-founder and chairman of Roubini Global Economics, along with securing America's future energy safe. Roubini is launching a new oil security index. We're thrilled to have him on the show to talk about that. Nouriel, we want to start this morning with some of the big news that's out there. Great to have you back on the show.
Great being with you this morning.
Let's start with the budget impasse. It's hanging over the markets. It's hanging over the global economy. What do you think?
It's a serious risk. If the debt limit were to be reached and there is not an agreement, I think that the consequences, first on financial markets, in terms of volatility, correction of equity prices, movements of bond yield will be severe. And every day that the government is shut down, we're having, one, a negative effect on aggregate demand with a reduction of spending by the government. And this uncertainty, there is already evidence affecting business, investor, and consumer confidence, is leading to less retail sales, less capital spending by the corporate sector, and certainly breaching the debt limit and not reaching an agreement politically will be something that's going to be economically and financially a risk of disaster.
Is there a risk of recession in the U.S., Nouriel?
Well, right now, no, there is not a risk of a recession, but if we were to reach the debt limit and then we were to have a technical default on treasuries and if the government shutdown were to continue for weeks to come, I would say that then there will be a significant risk of a recession. You know, suppose we reach a debt limit and then the government has to spend only within its own revenues if you can prioritize payments, we're going to go overnight from a budget deficit of 4% of GDP to a zero budget deficit, and that will be a major fiscal drag in an economy that's barely growing right now, 1.5%. So if we were to reach the debt limit, I think the risk of a recession will be severe. If we can reach an agreement, then economic growth is going to remain anemic, but will be positive.
Nouriel, you were spot on in the summer of last year when Standard & Poor's downgraded the U.S. on the impact it would have on treasuries and that market. Is that going to be the case again this time? Are we going to get a downgrade, and will it even matter?
Well, if there is not an agreement on the debt limit and if the government remains shut down for quite longer, I think there is a risk that the other rating agencies may downgrade the United States. The effects on long-term interest rates, I would say, will be ambiguous because on one side, having your rating reduced should increase long-term interest rates. On the other side, the economic and financial damage coming from this political impasse would increase the probability of a recession and would tend to reduce long-term interest rates. Of course, if we're going to have a technical default on treasuries, we've already seen that the concerns about that technical default have led to a sharp increase in short-term interest rates. 1 month, T-bill rates have gone from zero to 30, 40 basis points. So the impact on interest rates might depend on where you are on the yield curve.
Are you surprised, Nouriel, that the signals we're getting from the big treasury holders of the world, like China and Japan, others, are to say, no, we're not selling. We're holding on to our treasuries. Are they, just talking a good story and behind, you know, and shaking in their boots behind the scenes, or is that confidence well placed?
Well, they have confidence, but they've also expressed both publicly and privately this week in the IMF meetings, their concerns. They've been telling, especially the United States, get your act together on these fiscal issues, and even the IMF in its statement about the global economy has referred to the concern about the U.S. fiscal impasse. So the creditors of the United States are worried, and about two-thirds of the net holding of treasuries are held by non-residents. And I think that if this impasse were to continue over time, there's a risk that over time they might diversify away their holdings of treasuries away from dollar assets and treasury towards euro and other assets. That would weaken the value of the dollar, will increase long-term interest rates in the United States, and would have a negative impact if it were to occur on the U.S. economy.
And Nouriel, you've launched a new SAFE index, SAFE Oil Security Index, which compares 13 countries globally and how they rank in terms of energy security. How does the U.S. rank in your findings?
Well, the U.S. ranks in the middle in this ranking because on some measures, actually, the efficiency of the United States is not very good. For example, the fuel consumption on a per capita basis in the United States is very high, second only to the one of Saudi Arabia. So many advanced economies like Japan, United Kingdom, Canada, and Germany rank better than the United States. The United States in our ranking is only number 5. Now, U.S. can improve its ranking over time. I think that you have to improve the efficiency of the use of oil in the economy. We're not doing as well as other advanced economies. Of course, if we were alternatives to oil in the transportation sector, like gas-operated cars or battery-operated cars, then that would increase the ranking of the United States. And of course, as the domestic production of traditional oil and tight oil increases over time, the ranking of the U.S. could improve over time. But we are right in the middle. We're not doing that great.
Is that partly because oil priced in dollars isn't as expensive as it is in some other countries? Is it partly because we are finding these new sources of oil domestically?
Certainly, compared to Europe, where there is a heavy taxation of essentially consumption of oil, for example, gasoline prices are much higher. In the U.S., oil is cheaper, and therefore there is not as much efficiency in the use of oil. As I pointed out, per capita consumption of oil is among the highest in the entire world. Now, you can do things on the demand side in terms of energy efficiency, not just in transportation, but also by using a variety of clean tech technologies, by moving away from dependence on oil to dependence of other sources of energy like gas, alternative energy, renewable, and so on. That's one direction to go. And over time, of course, if we're going to be producing more domestic oil, that's going to also improve the oil security of the United States.
Nouriel, why the index? Why now? Why the urgency? And also, Keystone XL, the northern part, is if that were to go ahead, would that change the U.S.'s ranking?
Well, why now? Oil security is always important, and this month is the 40th anniversary of the OPEC oil embargo that followed the Yom Kippur War between Israel and the Arab states. As you remember, that led to a spike in oil prices and led to a U.S. and global recession. There was another one that was a significant oil shock that occurred in 1979 after the Iranian Revolution that led again to a U.S. and global recession and high inflation. And a third major oil shock that had a negative effect on U.S. and the global economy was the Iraq invasion of Kuwait in 1990. And in recent weeks, we've seen what happened to the fear premium in oil prices following concerns about the U.S. and West attack on Syria. The question about the nuclear proliferation of Iran remains open. If we don't resolve it, eventually there could be a military confrontation between Iran, Israel, and United States that will lead to a spike in oil prices. For what concerns the Keystone, I would say that certainly that would improve the U.S. ranking because we'll have safer supplies of oil coming from a stable countries like Canada.
So who's at the bottom of the list, and what are they doing so wrong, Nouriel?
Well, paradoxically, at the bottom of our ranking of these 13 countries is Russia, and the worst is Saudi Arabia, in spite of them being major oil producers and exporters, while the number one in terms of ranking is Japan, that actually imports practically all of its oil. Now, our measure is not just a measure of production, it's a measure of oil security. So, for example, countries like Russia and Saudi Arabia rank very poorly in terms of energy efficiency. Oil as a unit of GDP or output is very high, and consumption on a per capita basis in Saudi Arabia is the highest in the world. While Japan, on one side, is importing all of its oil, but has a huge amount of stockpile, private and public, that provides safety, and in terms of energy efficiency, is one of the most energy efficient countries in the world.
Nouriel, quick question.
So paradoxically, Japan ranks best and Saudi Arabia worst.
Quick question on Europe before you go. The reports suggest that European banks are buying more and more of their own domestic bonds. Are we going to have another crisis in Europe, and is that going to send the U.S. into crisis too?
Well, the Eurozone remains very fragile because the economic recovery in the periphery is very anemic. There is still a fiscal drag, there is a credit crunch, and the doom loop between the sovereign and the bank has not been resolved. There has been more domestication of the public debt as foreign investors have moved away from the debt of Italy and Spain. So that remains an element of concern. So the Eurozone is not out of the woods, and a reflaring of concerns about the Eurozone certainly could be one of the tail risks that would hurt the U.S. and the global economy.
Nuria Robini, thank you so much. We've covered so much ground. We hope you will come back soon. We'll watch that new oil security index. Nuria Robini of Robini Global Economics.
The Hayes Advantage, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.